Two blocks away, night traffic goes whipping through the avenue, the fast cars. It's not as though one could see it. It's not as though nothing were good. Even though the rooftops, stars are mixed with cloud, only the brightest come through. The absolute bureaucracy of size and closeness, which coefficient is power. But the cat crosses the tiled roof at this hour, in the dark night, in the moon.
Another Blackburn poem.
The cat crosses the tiled roof. So we'd spend a whole afternoon, me and my buds, watching these great movies. And then, of course, we'd go out and I'd become Batman, you know, throw a towel over your shoulders and, you know, and put on a mask and, you know, have adventures. And in fact, in the Midwest particularly, I was able to indulge my theatricality physically, because what we would do is, we would ride on our bikes through the alleys and find packing crates, haul them back to our backyard, and build spaceships and, you know, tanks and PT boats and have adventures. And there was this one guy, Dayton Dallas. Quinn Robinson and Dayton Dallas were neighbors. And Dayton was really, really handy with his hands. He was like a carpenter, natural-born carpenter. So we built a tree house, which was our clubhouse. I remember the rocket ship that we built once was about 30 feet high. And it was four 2x4s in a box configuration with cardboard sides. And then we drew instruments and things on the inside. And we'd go up through, had a ladder that up through the center of it. And we were taking off one day and shaking the ship to simulate the takeoff, the engines and everything. And all of a sudden I heard this great crack. And the next thing I know, I'm in midair, suspended in midair. And then there's this tremendous crash. And when I wake up on the ground, I look around and I see Quinn Robinson hanging from a clothing line. And I see the rest of us scattered all over the ground. The ship, the 2x4, it broke. The whole thing had fallen over. So what we did was we kind of created a burned out area around the ship, and we charged a nickel for kids to come and see the crashed rocket ship that we tried to take off in. We did things like that all the time. We'd build ramps and ride our bikes over ramps through flaming hoops and things. Oh man, we were fearless.
Before you make the jump and go out rocking tonight, it's time I tell you a few facts of life. It's time I tell you a few facts of life. Cats will be cats, and cats will be cool. Cats can be callous, and cats can be cruel. Cats will be cats, remember these words. Cats will be cats, and cats eat birds.
I walked into the back room, which is the front room of my house, to see my cat, Fatty, sniffing at some clothes hanging on a clothes rack. I ascertained that there was a foreign animal somewhere nearby, and I pulled away the clothes hassock near the hanging clothes on the wall, and sure enough, the cat continued his interest, or her interest, as the case may be. So I shook the clothes with my hands like that, and a little rat, well, a big rat climbed up to the top of the clothes thing and perched up there sideways, balancing like on a flagpole. And I ran to the back. My lady slammed the door to the inner room, sealed herself off.
Ah, look at this seal!
And I got... I put on a pair of gloves and some shoes. No, I was barefoot. Just a pair of gloves. I was in a Moroccan hammock at the time. And I picked up a mop, sponge mop that I had purchased from a Negro.
Here, you want to buy this a sponge mop?
Yeah, $25, they helped out a Negro, as I said, okay, and I bought it, and it has the peculiar advantage of being a squeegee as well. See, you push it forward and pull it back like this.
Watch out for the kid.
And it forms a kind of a pinching motion.
Yeah?
See, and it can therefore be used to pick things up if you handle it right. That's what squeezes the water out.
Oh, you ain't gonna pick up that rat head with head that squeegee mop?
So
that's
I came
realistic.
Back to pick up the rat with the squeegee mop.
Idiot.
And I got him in the squeegee mop, but he dropped out and ran into the closet. To make a long story short, after putting both cats in the closet and coming back, I discovered that the cats were doing nothing but looking at the thing, and the rat was going in a corner.
Hey, look at the rat in a corner.
It was Happy Harry.
Yeah. Right.
It was Happy Harry, and lo, the
terrified.
Rat, his name was Happy Harry.
He was
terrified. Was dancing.
Yeah, he was dancing
and
with
the cats
terror
were
behind
amused.
The shoes. Right, and the cats sat, and they did watch him.
Cats will be cats, and cats eat birds.
Yeah, Bretman can tell you this story.
You mean there's
go
a
ahead.
What?
The story about the cat in the karate school?
And
oh,
now
yeah.
Peter Bergman's story
Steve
of the cat in the karate school.
It wasn't a cat, it was a German shepherd. One of us was passing the karate school on Crosby Street, and we heard, Hi-ya-wa!
It's a jungle out there, and hunger strikes deep. You better take care, better watch where you speak. Better take care.
What's a cat?
A cat can be anybody, from the guy in the gutter to a lawyer, doctor, the biggest man or the lowest man. But if he's in there with a good heart and enjoy the same music together, he's a cat, Daddy.
Well, you know, listening to you tonight, I think I became a cat.
Well,
for the
I
first
always
time.
Thought you were a cat when you used to sign off Big Morrow Tomorrow.
Various African words that entered African-American slang seem to have come from the Senegambia. About this, there is probably more mythology than real knowledge, but there are a few well-known examples. A jazz player is a cat, which is the word for a musician in Wolof, the lingua franca of Senegal. Hepi means something like the one who knows, so a Hepi cat is a hep cat, and by extension, a hipster or a hippie, or how about hip-hop. A good case can be made for the Senegambian origins of the words juke, chive, and possibly jam.
Cats can be callous and cats can be cruel. Cats will be cats, remember these words. Cats will be cats and cats eat birds. Cats will be cats and cats eat birds. Ooh.
I don't even have a cat.
Oh, Nick. There's just something about you that incites pity in a girl like me. That part about the cat really got me.
Grab him by the pussy.
Pussycat, how did she seem?
The chair she had sat on.
She was dressed in blue like my happiest dream.
Nay, I kissed the floor itself when I considered she had walked there.
Pussycat, what did she say? She smiled sort of sadly and asked me to pray. Pussycat, how did they address her? The queen of the angels. And then they'd caress her. Pussycat, wasn't that odd? Well, not for a lady.
2 blocks away, night traffic goes whipping through the avenue, the fast cars. It's not as though one could see it. It's not as though nothing were good. Even though the rooftops' stars are mixed with cloud, only the brightest come through. The absolute bureaucracy of size and closeness, which coefficient is power. But the cat crosses the tiled roof at this hour, in the dark night, in the moon.